Why can't, why won't the source energies work on you? Why can't, why won't the source energies work on everyone? This is a very timely question. Even though I probably should have asked this question a long time ago. This question applies to healing. One-on-one or in an audio. It applies to activators. Whether they come in an audio, or directly from me. Whether the activator tries to activate a feeling or a DNA capacity. Anything where source is asked to do something for you. What is the problem? Source will not violate free will. You have free will to want it, to not want it. You have free will to live, to heal, to be powerful, beautiful, or to not live, not heal, be powerless and ugly. Some soul corrections are more belligerent than others. They want to be right more than they want to be happy, free, joyful, rich, loving. More than anything. They want to be right. Right about what they say is wrong. Right about who is better. And on the altar of right they are willing to sacrifice everything. Why? Because the payoff of being right is bigger, more available, more instant than the cost, well-being, affinity, financial success, peace and joy. More instant. It is a matter of willingness. Willingness to take what someone else says, what someone else gives and trade being right for what is not instant, what is not immediate, what is not certain. If you have a 7, 8, 9, or 0 in your soul correction number, you are likely not very willing. Whether it is in the straight number, like with 28, or 29, or it is the sum of the numbers as with 35, where the numbers add up to 8. One client has been around for 10 years. He, finally, experimented enough to see the goodies he had been forfeiting by resisting. Resistance mean, unwillingness to allow. I can't teach you allowing, because I don't know what to say that would make a difference. Like with everything, the first step is 90% of the process. It is to notice to what degree you insist on being right, insist on knowing, insist on continuing doing what you have been doing. Even though it isn't working. In the reality challenge we are doing this first step. The 90%. To wake you up to the fact that you listen to the voices, and you have no clue as who you are, and what you think. Only when you see clearly that your inner chatter doesn't allow anything new to take root that you'll realize that you have been resisting. And even if you pay for it. Even if you beg for it. Source will not give it to you if you resist. Resist everything. No trust, no openness, no abundance, no power, no integrity, no wisdom. I am a 34. Adds up to 7. So this resistance has been my issue all my life. Whatever anyone says, suggests, my first gut reaction is to tighten up and resist it. Through decades of practice, deliberate practice, where I got better each day, I have developed the ability to release the resistance. Fast. So fast that the casual onlooker won't see that I was resisting. Really fast. Like the Buddha. Like the Buddha in the story where he was insulted, and seemingly didn't react. His disciples didn't understand how he could do that. But he explained that he did react and then he quickly released the reaction. So he seemed to be continuously calm and happy. While he wasn't. Werner Erhard was insulted on a video. And it took him minutes. But he did release the resistance. The faster you can release, the more source can give you. I have had students who got bent out of shape for days. Before they could be okay with what I said. Others were pretending. And I could not make a difference with them. Sometimes what you want from me and source is to save your life. But wanting to not resist will not release the resistance. Your wanting is already a resistance. Resisting what is? A brand new client, her soul correction is 29 removing hatred is resisting the healing. As much as I like what she paid, I am planning on refunding her entire purchase. Because otherwise I can go through the motions, but none of the energy will go through and do what it could do, if she allowed it. Unfortunately without practicing, without letting go of self-concern, without getting good at allowing, none of my stuff will be able to work on you. Does other people's stuff work on you? The answer is no. Because of free will, unless you allow something it can't work on you, whether it is from source, or from the dark side. Of course a lot of dark side stuff resonates with you, because what is actually resisting the light is your darkness. We all have darkness. Some more, some even more than that. So how do you go about letting go of being right? I was lucky. At my very first transformational program I was able to see that all the stuff I was right about was my doing. How can that be? Ultimately, there is nothing every wrong in reality. Whatever we say is wrong is only in our interpretation, not in reality. Only when you can be two-headed about that wrong and really see that you said that it was wrong. Without you saying it, it wasn't. This is the eye of the needle. If you can get through it, I promise you smooth sailing. If you can't, then your life will remain the same. Unless you can let go, unless you can allow that first reality to be. Allow it to be. Instead of calling it names, you cannot go further. It is also gradual. Some aspects of that reality you see, others you need to see. But as long as you resist it, you can't. You don't know what is that core thing? That seed level of what you need to let go? To know, I need to talk to you. One-on-one or on a workshop. Email me if you'd like that. That is the unless X then I'll be Y that we are talking about, what I am talking about in a previous article. You can ask it for yourself, and you can ask it for someone else you suspect needs healing but won't let it in. I will need date of birth and a picture that shows your eyes uncovered. Do you want to find out if energies can work on you? If you can allow? How much? And if you can't? Start practicing. Get your allowing number https://yourvibe.me/allowing.